This is KPDO 89.3 FM serving Pescadero and KZSG 90.7 FM serving San Gregorio and KPDO.net streaming live for the whole South Coast. I'm now with Michelle Dragony of CoastsideBuzz.com, and we are doing our weekly Coastside Buzz report for the whole South Coast. And Michelle, there's a lot to cover.
Welcome to the weekend, Coastsiders. There certainly is. Let's start with, would you like to have some more sand on the beaches? Well, Pillar Point Harbor got their final permit from the Greater Farallones National Marine Sanctuary for spring 2025 construction after 10 years of state and national permitting. We're going to be able to dredge Surfers Beach for the sand replenishment project. And this is a go.
Wow, that's great. That's a big deal. And it's so hard to get these permits. So I hope it works well. Who is working with them? Is RCD working with them, or are they trying to do this themselves?
It's Army Corps, so it's federal.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, yeah. And you told me they do have some federal connections there to help them out.
Yeah. And there's another story that I'll be breaking out next week about some more federal funding.
Okay.
This is where we need to get our money, because the breakwater was built by the feds, you know, the Army Corps of Engineers.
Right.
And so what Jim is doing, because he used to be ex-Coast Guard, is he's using his federal know-how to get the feds to do, you know, what they need to do to fix what they did.
Right. Good. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. Then we have the San Mateo County Farm Worker Housing Task Force. They have inspected 170 units at this point. I think they have 15 left to go. These inspections are leading to regular water monitoring for the farm worker housing, which is really cool. Possible coastal permit exemptions for farm worker home building. And San Mateo County is looking into refreshing their farm housing loan program.
Okay, so
there's a lot.
There is a lot there. So let me just ask you a couple of questions. What do you mean it's leading to regular water monitoring? What's that about?
In the 170 inspections, one of the things that they had issues with, I think there were 30 places that had water issues. Some of it was just they weren't changing out their filter. You know, if you don't see the filter, you don't change it, or you don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
So some really basic stuff, but I think it's a standard that should be part of the farm worker housing, is having the county come in. It maintains a relationship with the county, which I think, you know, you want if you want to get these other things like the coastal permit exemption for farm worker home building.
Right.
I mean, that's a big deal. And the California Coastal Commission, I know it's been the county that's sort of been in the way of this, but I think the Coastal Commission will be very okay with it. They're trying to do more coastal housing. And, you know, there's a couple of farm worker kids, well, they're now adults, on the Coastal Commission. And I think they would be completely down with this. So,
oh, wow. That's great.
I think it's a good evolution.
That's awesome. That's good news. And then go ahead.
Okay, so one more thing about the Harbor District. They announced that the Army Corps of Engineers Water Resources Development Act, so another way to manage, you know, federal involvement, will fund the initial feasibility study of Pillar Point Harbor's outer harbor. They will study the damage caused by the breakwater, because the Army Corps are the ones who built the breakwater and they've caused the damage. So Congressman Anna Eshoo, she helped get the funding because she's up there in Washington, D.C. So that's just another progress that we're making with the Harbor District. And it's been very difficult to get anything done, you know, for decades. So we're very lucky to have the general manager, Jim Pruitt.
And we're also lucky to have Anna Eshoo, who unfortunately or fortunately is retiring. And now there's a whole new set of possibilities for that office. So something else to consider for the near future.
The San Mateo County Department of Emergency Management has hired Ladris Technologies to run disaster scenario simulations for evacuations. It may not be so obvious down in Pescadero, but when they start running these simulations, I think it will enlighten people everywhere as to where the best way is to get out. Because remember, every disaster is different.
Mm-hmm.
So with this information, additionally, they will be able to draft risk reduction grant proposals for funding opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And having analysis is the first step in gaining grant funding. So
It's really true. I used to work for a company. Well, it had to do with planning for disasters, and it was about nuclear disasters. Like if a nuclear power plant melted down, what would be, where would the radiation go? Who had to be evacuated? How would they be evacuated? It was national funding from the Defense Department. This is the same idea. It's a really important thing to do. I mean, if it's an earthquake, you have one scenario. If it's a tsunami, you obviously have another.
Right.
And if it's a, you know, a flood, which are very specific, you know, depending on the flood and its usual trajectory, you have another also. And so it is really important to get that data. And so I don't know who, what their focus is going to be. That'd be really interesting to find out, but I'd love to talk to them about that and see what their focus is going to be.
I think the grant for this was like $1.2 million, $1.1 million. So it's a significant amount of money. And I know that Dave Cosgrave, who used to be our battalion chief and now he's in the DEM, he's been pushing for this simulation software to be used because it's going to be the easiest thing for people to be able to understand what they need to do. They did their first evacuation. I think I reported on that a little while ago in El Granada, and they warmed up by having a evacuation model that they were able to show the residents as to sort of, this is sort of what we're aiming for.
Right.
And I know that we've got Cypress Point that we're building with 71 units in Moss Beach, and everybody there is very interested in seeing what a simulation model for that would be for getting people out. And they did something over the hill. I can't remember. It was in Redwood City, I think, somewhere. So they're definitely rolling it out. They're gaining traction. And it's pretty exciting that they were given a significant amount of money so that they can actually get some stuff done.
I think it would be so great if each little community learned how to do an evacuation plan because we all need it so badly. And that could really get us focused on, hey, how do we really spend our emergency reserves? Maybe we should be building little roads out here. But
yeah, I mean, that's, I think that's just the kind of thing that, you know, we'll be able to discover when we see those simulations.
Yeah.
Half Moon Bay Sewer Authority Mid-Coast Side, also known as SAM, is seeking a candidate for wastewater operator level 2 or 3. The training is largely on the job and the pay is $97,000 to $128,000 per year, plus benefits. The candidate must be able to respond to emergency callouts within 60 minutes. So people in Pescadero, I think you would be in the ballpark for that.
Yep, absolutely. That's a great one. Thank you.
It is a great job. The San Mateo County Superior Court is reducing their workforce and therefore public services due to state budget cuts of $97 million.
Wow.
That means probate, divorce, and civil services will be affected. So I would say if you're going to die, make sure that you have a will and a trust so you don't go into probate. And if you're thinking about it, getting a divorce, it's going to take some time.
I love that. But you know what? As a retirement planning person, I totally agree with you. People need to have their estate plan together. Otherwise, you know, it just causes so many problems. So that's a good one.
Well, I wrote a book called Live to Die, The Birthday, Death Day Planning Process. It's before I got into Buzz. It was, so it's about 12 years old. And I was trying to get people to do exactly that, to get their wills and their trust. And at the time, probate took 6 months. Now, after COVID, last I heard it was 18 months. So, you know, going through the probate process is painful. So don't leave a mess for your family.
Exactly. No, really. It's so important to have a living trust and to know who your executor is and to give them all the information they need. Yeah, that's very important.
I just finished updating mine. I think the last time I had updated it was like 4 or 5 years ago. It's really important to make sure that if you buy a new property or if you have a different attitude towards, you know, how you want to live. I'm now 62, so I wanted to be able to walk 13 miles. I don't know why I picked 13 in my last trust. Now I'm okay with 5.
Well, we're not into those kind of goals, but you know, if you're the executor of your will or a trust turns out to be a person who is no longer competent because of medical problems and you have to redo your trust. So there's a lot of things that make it very important to redo or review every couple of years.
That's right. And I generally recommend that people, get somebody like their bank to be their executor. So there's not that family, you know, sort of thing going on. Mm. In my case, my brother, it's just my brother and myself left. And so I asked him and he'd just taken care of my dad's trust. And I felt he did a great job. And so he's going to be my executor, my successor trustee. So
that's great.
Yeah, but it's good to have these conversation. It was really, it was actually kind of, it was really, it really brought us together. It was very neat. I can't recommend it enough. Yeah.
That's great.
And here we get to the Coastside Buzz calendar for lots of events and peruse the Coast Views Music Entertainment Guide from Pescadero to Pacifica and in between every week. And Catherine, I think you've got something going on in the next couple of months down there. Something about a barn?
Yes, actually, something about a barn. The barn sale, which usually happened on Stage Road over by the church, is now happening at our new community space this year. And vendors can sign up now. It's going to be taking place on Saturday, September 14th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. There are two people that you can call if you're interested. I'm not going to give you that information this week. We'll give you the details next week. But if you're a vendor, you can still sign up. And actually, there's plenty of time. And each space
and
is...
And save the date.
Yeah, save the date, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., just one day. But it's a really big event in Pescadero. And it's going to happen right downtown this year. So if you're interested, you know, stay tuned. And we'll give you the phone numbers and everything next week.
How fun. I'll have to cruise down for that when that happens.
Yeah.
Up this way, we've got the Half Moon Bay Library Sidewalk Book Sale. If you like to read, this is a great way to buy a bunch of books for a buck or $2 a pop, and then the donations go back to the library. And if you haven't done the Johnston House tour, it will be happening this Saturday. And it's really something else. They have, since the 1970s, they rebuilt the building. If you go to Coastside Buzz and put in Johnston House, you can see a video of the reconstruction that they did in the 1970s. And then there's an interior tour as well to whet your appetite for history.
Wow, that sounds really interesting.
At the Old Princeton Landing this Saturday, we have the Calafuegos album release party. That's always very sexy. Hmm. And then a Half Moon Bay History Tour is going to be happening in a couple of weeks. And they're going to do a tour of the historical buildings downtown. We have quite a few of them. And there's also a history tour at the Burley Murray Ranch, which is off of Parissima. And if you haven't done that, it's a 2-mile, very easy walk. It takes you back to a historic barn where they built the barn into the hill so they could drive their, what do you call it when you have the horses and you have the cart? Yeah. To the back of the barn where they could unload their hay into the top part of the barn. And so this is like, you know, gravitationally challenged because it's very high up. So they, you know, they have a terrace that they basically built. And it's just, it's always cool to be taken back in time to see why people did the things they did because of lack of technology or the technology they have at the time.
God, I want to see that. That's
interesting. Well, maybe we should do that. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. Well, this coming week is all emergency preparedness for me. I've got the board meeting for the Ham Radio Club and then an ARES meeting where we're going to learn how to do our emergency preparedness operations centers. And then Sunday, we're doing the Department of Emergency Management's new neighborhood operations center. So it's all about emergency preparedness this week for me.
Well, you're a busy bee, Catherine.
I know. I'm a busy bee. I worry about my community. I just want them to be, you know, safe and sound.
It takes time. It takes consistency over time to get these things to happen. I know I did Coastside CERT for maybe 15 years before this wonderful lady, Cynthia Sherrill, showed up and got the Coastside Fire Protection District to give us legitimacy, to give us some funding. And now they've got $500,000 in funding from the county.
Wow.
And it takes time. I mean, altogether, we're looking at maybe 20, 25 years. But it's very much worth it. I'm actually sitting in the KHMB studios right now, which is our emergency station here in Half Moon Bay. Uh-huh. And they got a $50,000 grant just like you guys did. And they bought generators and another antenna. and have done things that will help them be more resilient. And I have a ham radio operator. So during the PSPS back in 2018, I was on my ham radio talking to the other hams and then, you know, coming back to KH&B and telling them what I found out. So it works.
We did that exact same thing for the fires. You know, we were, there's a ham radio in our radios, in our studio for KPDO. And we were in touch with the ham radio operators up in La Honda at the DOC, the Disaster Operations Center. And then we would be putting that word out on the radio for all to hear. So having that connection between ham radio and FM radio or AM radio, it's really important because you want to get the word out to everybody. And that's one of the ways you do it. And we do have a lot of battery operated radios we can give out if anybody wants them. In fact, I know that Dave Cosgrave was doing that too. Everybody has to have their battery operated radios in their go kit so that they can, when everything else goes down, they can still hear the radio.
And the time to prepare is now, not during the emergency. So congratulations on your weekend coming up. And I know we both want everybody to know that there is a candidate seminar this next week. We want everybody to run for office.
That's right. Yeah, there's 7 slots for PMAC. There's 3 slots for the school board here. And I know altogether you've found some other 20 slots for candidates. So we need people to sign up. There is a very helpful seminar that will be happening at 9 a.m. Wednesday, July 24th. And to get to it, you go to SMCACRA. So SMC acre, like an acre of land, SMCACRE.gov. And then when you go there, go to the elections tab and RSVP for the seminar. Get yourself signed up for that. This doesn't mean a commitment. It simply means you're going to find out how to get involved and what is entailed in being a candidate. So. It's a big help to do it.
And if you have a hard time finding that link, you can go to Coastside Buzz and just put in candidate seminar. Either way will work for you.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so we should mention coastsidebuzz.com, a great resource. We will have this particular talk up on our website. I've learned how to do that now. you know, right away as soon as I can, and then you're going to have it on coastsidebuzz.com as well.
So I will.
And people can keep referring to it as needed during the week. So thank you again so much, Michelle, for doing this. This is a really fun thing to do.
Well, thank you, Catherine, for the opportunity. Okay. And subscribe to the weekly Buzz Mail. It's free. So you stay tuned to Buzz.